the Feast of Philip and James, the apostles, they is really a beautiful story to reflect on. We have the back end of it in the Gospel of John, and in the start of John, they have this amazing encounter where they are called, and it's something to reflect on because it so wonderfully sums up the call to Christian discipleship, the call to following Jesus. See, in 1 John 43, Jesus found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida in the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus son from Nazareth." And Nathanael said famously, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And then Jesus had showed him a miracle. He said, "You're a man without deceit." And Nathanael said, "How do you know me?" basically. And then he said, "Rabbi, you are Son of God, you are King of Israel." And then Jesus said, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And here at the back of the story, it's a reiteration of what Jesus is going to do, even wonderful things. "Anything you ask for in my name, I will do it." We hear the Acts, we have the Acts of the Apostles, and we see the most amazing occurrences of spreading the faith, of asking others to come and see. And it's an amazing story that if we were just to pay attention to it, we'd realize that the same pattern happens to us. Jesus, he knows each one of us. He saw us under a fig tree. he knows our hearts. He knows so much about us. He calls us and he purposefully asks us to follow him. And he promises us that you will see greater things. He promises us that if we go out in his name, we'll see the marvels of spreading the faith, of him doing works in our lives and the lives of others, like he did for Philip and Nathanael. Even though they started off their journey just thinking, "Can anything good come of Nazareth?" I'm sorry. Sometimes we start our journeys in the most humble ways too. But that's not a limiting factor. Jesus can do amazing things from the most humble beginnings. And it's good to, as we enter into this Mass, just to have those words in our minds and in our hearts. "If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it." Amen.